Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Say hello to a new era of mental health care. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral Way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. Your Cerebral therapist or prescriber will outline a customized plan with clear milestones along the way so you can get to feeling your best. With Cerebral, you're not alone in your mental health journey. We're here to empower you to live a fulfilling life. So take that first step towards a brighter future and sign up today at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code WONDERY to get 15% off your first month. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. See site for details.
Hi everyone, I'm Megan Segura.
And I'm Rachel Roberts.
And we are here with The Daily Dish,
Bravo's official podcast.
Yeah. Rachel and I have referenced quite a few times how much we love A Friend Of in the Bravo world. I think Friend Of is maybe more exciting when you're talking about Vanderpump Rules.
Mm-hmm.
And we happen to talk to the ultimate friend of the Vanderpump Rules crew, Rachel O'Brien.
We learned so much in this interview. Like, I remember seeing Rachel here and there, but I did not know everything that
the
she knows.
Intimate details?
Yes. I'm so excited for you all to hear about it because it's pretty juicy. But first, we want to talk about some breaking news of the week. The Real Housewives of New Jersey taglines are in.
Yes. We need to listen, dissect, discuss.
Yes. Okay, first of all, I just love hearing that music.
Yeah.
It's just so, I don't think any of the other franchises have such distinct, maybe OC.
Yeah.
But the moment I hear that, it's like,
I want to meet the composer who like has to make those subtle differences to make each one unique.
Right.
Look loyalty up in the dictionary.
I love it.
And you'll find my face.
So she said, if you look up loyalty in the dictionary, you'll see a face of me. What would people have to look up in the dictionary to see a face of you?
Great follow-up question, Megan.
I mean, today, hungover.
Right, hungover. It would be excitable.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be mine. Is that exciting?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Good enough?
Okay. What about you?
What would it be?
Humble?
Scoff, 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 scoff. Hit play, we're ready to move on.
The only life I envy is my own.
Oh, I was like, envy, very clever,
very clever,
Melissa.
I bring the power, the pigtails, and the party.
I feel like she should have ended with pigtails.
Mm.
Like, my motto is power, or I bring the power, the party, and the pigtail.
Ooh, yes.
Right? Why don't they talk to me? It'd be very easy. Email.
My motto is, know your worth. Leave the rest to your plastic surgeon.
I don't know if the first part goes with the second part there, see?
Right. I do know she says, know your worth in the premiere episode.
Right.
So it's very... I feel like
brand.
We're going to actually hear it a lot, maybe. I don't know.
She's going to say it a lot for sure, I think.
If you're not about the namaste, get the hell out of my way.
Ugh, I wanted to be like, namaste away from me. That's
what I wanted.
She's
really going all in on Namaste, Teresa.
Yep. I want to start talking about it already, but I won't.
We have to wait.
Because it hasn't premiered, but we've watched it. Can people go online and vote for their favorites?
Yes, they can at bravotv.com.
The link is in the description. Okay, so moving on.
We have a very special guest. Anyone who is anyone watches Vanderpump Rules, but more importantly would recognize our next guest. She's Rachel O'Brien. She's an actress, a podcaster. Her show, Be Here for a While, is insanely funny and fantastic. But our fans out there might know her best as, oh, that girl I see sometimes on Vanderpump Rules. Welcome.
That's so funny. I like to call myself the background character. Like I'm an extra on Vanderpump Rules.
Well, in Bravo terms, we would call you friend of.
Yes. Friend of. Okay. Or I also like to say that my house in Palm Springs got more airtime than I did.
Oh my God, that's so funny. So I just wanted to call out that you're a fellow RACHAEL, Rachel.
I noticed that. When I first looked you guys up, I was like, I'm confused. Did they put my name in the, I'm so confused. Because it's so rare.
Wait, is that me? Yeah. No, yeah. I know. That's why I had to talk about it. I was like, this never happens. You understand the pain of being an AEL.
No one ever spells my name right.
No.
Right, and I have given up on correcting people.
Oh,
like,
completely.
I just don't care anymore.
And I answered to Rochelle, Raquel. I'm like, yeah, that's me.
You're like, yeah, Rebecca, whatever you want to say.
No, completely, completely. So, yes, we were just talking about, we know you from Vanderpump Rules. We know your Palm Springs house from Vanderpump Rules. How do you know this crazy bunch of kids?
I was Kristen's first friend in L.A. So Kristen and I, out of the whole group of people, were the first people to meet because we were doing a modeling job for Joe's Jeans. I don't want to brag. I was a fit model, which is ridiculous at 5'4". I don't know. I actually have no idea why they even chose me to do it. But yeah, so we met doing fit modeling together, which is super embarrassing. And then we went to another fit modeling job, which at the show called Magic, which is in Vegas. It's like this convention thing where you just stand in a booth and try on jeans. And Jax was across the way in another booth.
Trying on jeans?
Yes. It's all so embarrassing.
No, all of this sounds amazing to me.
It's embarrassing. And he walked up and hit on me. And then he and I started dating. And then Jax and I introduced Sandoval and Kristen. And they started dating. And then when Jax and I broke up, I sort of just stopped hanging out with everyone for a while because there was really no reason for me to.
Right. Oh, my God. So you're like patient zero, basically.
Yeah. Well, frankly, they owe the show to me.
I mean, because without you, we wouldn't have the greatest relationship ever in history, which is Kristen Doty and Tom Sandoval.
Yes.
Oh, my God. They're so ridiculous. yeah. But yeah, I didn't talk to them for years. And then I reconnected because it was after season two when Kristen had kind of alienated herself and didn't have a lot of friends. And then the rest is history. Then I just became really close with everyone else. And now, you know, as you know, I was in Katie's wedding and Stassi's my best friend. And Kristen's still one of my best friends. And, you know, yeah, Brittany now too. We're a very strange group of people.
Let me ask you, any regrets in aligning yourself with Team Kristen?
No, I love Kristen. I always have her back.
Good.
For the longest time, I think that Lisa and Ken didn't like me so much because of that, even though I didn't. But now I think they're fine with me. I don't know.
Any regrets about breaking up with Jax?
No, none at all. I wish I wouldn't have dated him. But that's, you know, it is what it is. I was a kid at the time. I was like 21 years old.
But wait, can you tell us why you guys broke up?
I finally caught him cheating on me. I mean, I always knew he was, but then I finally had the proof. I figured it out. And then I was like, all right, bye.
The
proof? I don't
care.
It's literally not an emotional scar at all. I honestly forget that we dated. It's so long ago. It's like,
right.
It's like bankruptcy. I feel like it cancels out after 7 years. It's like, I don't even remember this.
Right.
So what is it like? I mean, all of these people are constantly hanging out with their exes. What is that dynamic like?
I think we're just all used to it. Like, I don't know. It is very strange, but I think we're just all used to it. I don't think Brittany, like even, like I was with Brittany yesterday. And Kristen, but she wandered off to watch some live band at this festival, whatever. Anyways, I was with Brittany yesterday and like we can like openly talk about Jax and like she doesn't, I don't even think she associates that. And I'm actually this is even stranger. Over 4th of July weekend, they happened to be in Palm Springs and I was visiting my parents and I got bored at night and I went out with just Brittany and Jax one night just to go hang out and it didn't even occur to me that it was weird.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, so I don't know. I think they all just, I don't know. Forget about it. I don't know.
Well, there's been one question on our mind since Grace, our producer, told us she was orchestrating this amazing co-podcast experience. And that is, tell us everything about that Mexico trip with Stassi.
Oh, it was really fun, but also sad.
Very much like Sex in the City.
It was so parallel. Do you guys know the story that you know that they broke up right before?
Well, we want to hear it from you.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, he didn't get on the plane. He didn't, like 12 hours before, which is crazy because it was such a whirlwind day because that weekend, Naomi from Southern Charm and Catherine from Southern Charm were here in town to visit me and Stassi.
Wow.
And so on top of like feeling like, when someone comes to visit your city, I mean, Naomi's been here before, but like Catherine really never had been. And so you feel like the pressure to like, you want to entertain them and show them like a good time and show them all the cool spots and stuff.
Totally.
And so Stassi and I decided we were going to take them to the Polo Lounge for like a brunch. And about an hour before we get to the Polo Lounge, Stassi texted me and said, you might be needing to go to Mexico with me. And I was like, are you being serious? And she's like, why would I joke about that? And I was like, okay, I'll talk about it with you when I see you. So then we're like sitting at brunch with them. And it was on a Saturday. They were supposed to leave on a Monday. So we were still supposed to be like hanging out with them and entertaining them on a Sunday. Well, I technically was. She was going to Mexico. And we find out that she finds out that Patrick's really not going, and because I don't even really know what they were fighting about, but she finds that he's really not going. So we're sitting at the table and we have to change the flight, book me a flight. And then it was like basically 12 hours before I got on the flight, I found out that I was going to Mexico. And then I had to tell like Catherine and Naomi, like, sorry, I can't hang out with you tomorrow, like you're on your own.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
No, not at all. Because it was like they understood because it was clearly like Stassi was like heartbroken, you know, it was like a trip. She booked the trip only a few days prior. And, you know, you can't really cancel things like that. So it was already prepaid and everything. So like she had to go. I mean, I guess she didn't have to, but she lost all the money. Yeah. So at 5 a.m. we got in a car and went to the airport. I made her a road soda, which is, you know what that means, I'm sure. Just to try to cheer her up.
Oh, yeah.
And we went on a very romantic vacation to Mexico. It couldn't have been a more romantic resort. It was either you didn't see a human or you only saw couples like in love.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I heard you guys talking about the pool on your podcast.
Yeah.
It was like made for sex.
Oh, yeah. We had our own like little private pool on our balcony that we're never going to use that. It was just also romantic, which was just so devastating for her. She's doing fine now, but she was sad.
Is she single and mingling?
I don't think she's totally ready for that yet, but she will be. It's only been like a month and a half.
Right. It was so recent.
Yeah. And then Danny flew in from Southern Charm to visit us in Mexico for a few days, too, because she was going through a breakup. So it was,
which was even crazier breakup because she called off a wedding.
It's such a bummer. It's really sad, but whatever. I mean, you know, her and Todd will find someone better for each other.
Right. Well, I mean, was it at all fun for you or was it just too sad?
We did have a lot of fun it would be like during the day it was fun. And then by the nighttime when we were like having to go out to like romantic dinners, and they were calling, it was before Danny got there. I think they thought me and Stassi were lesbians because they called us Mrs. Schroeder and Mrs. Schroeder at a dinner table.
And then they're like, oh my God, they're swingers. There's three of them.
Yeah. And then Danny shows up. I mean, Yeah. And when I say like the first night, it was the most romantic restaurant you've also ever been to. There might as well have been like someone like proposing on a cliffside. Like it was just ridiculous and quiet and awkward. So she would get sad like when we'd be sitting in a place like that. But she was fine for the most part during the day. I mean, it was fun. And we were able to joke around and stuff. It was fun.
Oh, good. So recently on the Real Housewives of New York, when they were in Mexico, they said their rose and their thorn. So we want to know what your rose and your thorn were from Mexico. Like the best part and then the not so best part.
The best part was being able to like joke around and make light of what was going on because it was like so shocking and so... We have like a lot of fun together making Instagram stories and like embarrassing ourselves on there. So like that was really fun. And just like, I don't know, being in Mexico, it is beautiful. It was the most gorgeous resort. It was really fun. And the bad part was seeing how sad she was at times.
Aww.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah.
I'm sure.
For diehard Vanderpump Rules fans out there, I think, you know, a question that might have been lingering in their minds and especially will be after the Jax and Brittany finale airs. Mm-hmm. Could Jax and Stassi ever get back together?
Oh, God, no. I literally think that she'd rather chew glass. I don't think that it would ever happen.
All right. Crushing the hearts of fans everywhere, but that's okay. Thank you for your truth.
I'm so sorry.
What is it about?
She's so close with Brittany, too. Like, Brittany's like our sister now.
Right. What is it about Jax? Is it like he's great until he's not? Or...
I think, like, yeah, you like want to believe it and root for him, but like, it's like it never really pans out. It's just, I don't think he can get out of his own way. I don't think Jax intends to hurt people. I think he just makes mistakes and is not really learning from them.
So not a sociopath.
No, I don't think so. I really think his intentions are good.
Right.
So, yeah.
I love that that's a question you have to like really think about, though.
Well, didn't Stassi make him take a sociopath test?
Yes.
So funny.
How is it that you guys are such good friends with the Southern Charm girls? That seems like such a fun group to hang out with.
We love them. Stassi and I went to Charleston to just travel and we met up with them and then became, I'm like, They've become like family to us. We're actually going there in like 2 weeks. We're going to Charleston for like 3 days and then going to London right after that.
Oh my God, amazing.
Yeah.
You and Stassi are?
Uh-huh. Just another.
Man, you guys really are like a couple.
Vacation. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, really?
What are you doing in London?
Do you know Jackie Shimbala? She has a podcast called The Bitch Bible.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, she's there with her husband. They go over a year for a couple of months because her husband like produces music or something over there. I don't know. And Stassi and I just can't sit still because we're both single now and like it's too hard to be single, so we just keep traveling. And so we're just like, yeah, we'll go to London, we'll visit Jackie, that'll be fun. So that's why. Yeah. Gosh, we really do sound like we're in a couple. This is embarrassing.
Your babies would be so pretty.
Yeah.
So embarrassing.
So speaking of Catherine, when she was on your podcast, she revealed that after the reunion, she hooked up with Thomas.
I know. I actually like feel bad but I didn't even ask her. She just blurted it out. I was like, oh.
It's not your fault. Yeah. It just happened.
Yeah.
They did. They hooked up.
There were gasps in the office after
really?
We found that out.
Yeah. I don't know how she was so willing to just blurt it out, but I think she just probably... I don't know. Wanted to be honest.
Yeah. You seem to know Catherine pretty well. Do you think that they're meant to be? Do you think in like 5 years they could reconnect? Or is that just like not a good thing for them?
I don't know why I want them to. But I don't know. You never know what can happen. But like, I sort of think it would be really cool if they got back together.
I do, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rachel's always rooting for them.
I'm always rooting for like Catherine and Ravenel like that to happen.
I think it would be cool. But who knows? I don't think in any time soon.
Oh, yeah. That makes me sad. But I hope that someday they can get together.
Yeah. But you never know when like when they start filming and they have to be around each other a lot, maybe.
Right. That's true. Friction can start a fire.
Science.
I've heard. Science. It's really just science what we do here at Bravo.
Yeah.
Put a bunch of people together, put some cocktails, and then stuff happens.
100%.
So I want to talk about you and Kristen doing comedy together. Are you still doing that?
I do stand-up comedy professionally. That's like my job besides my podcast. So yeah, I still am. And Kristen wanted like an outlet for like, you know, she's an actress and stuff, and she wanted to, you know, just have a creative outlet. And yeah. So I said, well, why don't we do a stand-up show where we have sketches in between and we'll write sketches. You can be in the sketches. We actually did it a few times, like around the city, like put the show on and whatever. I don't know, just got busy and stopped doing it after a while. But yeah, so that's how that happened, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. So, but we're not doing it anymore. Yes, I'm still doing stand-up. I actually have a show tonight.
Right. Well, I bring it up because I feel like that created a lot of tension between her and Ariana on top of, you know, obviously the tension that was there between them to begin with. And yeah. Ariana's comment kind of about how sketch comedy needs to be taken seriously.
Really?
And
I just the least serious thing in the world is sketch comedy.
Well, so you might be biased, but we wanted to know, who do you think's funnier, Ariana or Kristen?
Kristen. I'm not just saying that. Yeah. Also, I mean, Ariana's never done it before. I mean, I'm in comedy clubs every single night in Los Angeles, and I've never seen her in one. So unless she's doing a secret show somewhere, I've never seen her do it. So I don't know.
Oh,
shade.
Yeah, shade.
No.
No, it's... Hey, she deserves it. She's a national, the platform of national TV to try to embarrass me by saying that she's seen some of my stuff and it wasn't funny or whatever. I was like, that's not very nice. I don't even know you. She's never seen me do stand-up unless she looked up a YouTube video from 4 years ago. It wasn't very nice, but I'm over it.
Yeah.
Clearly. No, it's just because it's like, it's really like really what I do, and it's my... you know, dream to do it for the rest of my life, that it just was hurtful that I was like, you don't even know me and you just tried to embarrass me on TV. Well, that's not very nice.
And also, we know as Bravo fans, it's like the rule of Real Housewives. You don't bring up the kids and you don't bring up the businesses.
You shouldn't have brought
your business into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that like a Real Housewives rule?
Yeah, it's like an unspoken rule, but they like say it at reunions. They're like, you brought up the kids. And like, yeah. They all know that you're not supposed to.
You're attacking my business.
Right. Which is like, that's my livelihood. What are you doing?
Yeah,
you
know? I think that's a very fair rule.
I think so, too. Our housewives are very fair. I don't know if you knew this.
They're very classy. They don't really fight much.
No. They're very level headed.
Yeah.
Do we want to get into the episode, the finale of Jackson Brittany?
Yes. I actually just finished watching it like right before we got on the phone or on the podcast.
Oh, yeah, perfect. Me
Tell
too.
Tell us your thoughts.
Yeah.
It made me really sad. I actually even cried a little.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it just, like, when Brittany looked so sad, it was breaking my heart.
Right.
Well, yeah. And it's just, like, one of those things where, I mean, even Jax has said it. Like, it's like, he doesn't have someone holding a mirror up to him, so he doesn't realize he's being so mean in the moment.
But doesn't he have a TV show to go back and watch for,
you know,
several seasons?
That's the argument.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you guys think of it?
It just really made me wonder, like, are they still together?
Yeah. I mean, you know, they've been
for,
like,
I mean, that's what he said, for sure. But it was just, like, watching that, it was kind of hard to believe. I was like, wait, but are they really together? Mm-hmm. He says, yes, we are. Mm-hmm. But that was just brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most people, I guess, don't get the like the worst moments of their lives like aired on TV. So it's easy to think like, oh, they're probably not together. But who knows? They are, but who knows what will happen with them.
Right. And I feel like especially when you're fighting with someone, like every fight I've ever had with my boyfriend, I'm sure if I watched it, I would hate myself. Like, who knows what I've said?
Oh, my God. Yes. Like, I would probably think I was such a monster.
Right.
I would never want to watch that back.
No. Oh, God. Jax is in the office and he's like, I don't watch the shows. Like, I don't, because it's too hard. And I was like, I think I would be almost there. But I would also have to watch because I would have to see when I said.
Yeah. I think that that's sort of what they all struggle with. It's like, oh, that's going to be painful to watch. But you need to see it, I guess.
Yeah.
Do you ever feel like you're settling? For your foundation, that is. Maybelline's new Instant Age Rewind Eraser Foundation doesn't settle into fine lines and wrinkles. With SPF 20 and moisturizing Pro Vitamin B5, this foundation not only provides medium coverage and a natural finish, but also protects and nourishes your skin. And the best part? The blurring sponge tip applicator makes application a breeze. Say goodbye to cakey, uneven foundation. and hello to a flawless, radiant complexion. Try our new foundation today and see the difference for yourself at amazon.com/instant-eraser-foundation.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This makes me kind of want to segue to a question. So you're really good friends with Stassi and Kristen. Were you around, even if we didn't see you, when Stassi found out that Kristen slept with Jax?
Mm-hmm. No, I wasn't. I actually watched that as like a viewer.
Were you surprised that that was happening?
Yeah, a little bit. Very surprised. Mm-hmm.
Are you surprised that Kristen and Stassi have been able to like get over that?
No, because that's just how that group of friends is. And it's actually like kind of nice in a weird way, like where everyone's able to forgive each other. And I think it's probably strange for people on the outside to be like, why would you guys still be friends? But it's almost like it makes the friendship stronger. That I'm going to regret saying that, but it's like,
no, cheating with your best friend's guy makes the friendship stronger. Rachel O'Brien said it. It's shared experiences.
I guess it's like when you're able to forgive someone for something so horrible, maybe
Closer. Honestly, I get it. Actually, right before I was going to say that comment, was going to say, you guys are kind of inspiring in the way that I think a lot of women, like when a guy's involved, turn on each other so quick. And you guys are friends with Brittany. You're friends with Stassi and Kristen. You know, like that's that's great to see.
Like, I don't know if you I was gonna say, I don't know if you watched The Bachelor, but like when Christina got mad at D'Lo this week or at the in the finale. Anyway,
I didn't see it.
But oh man, it was really good.
Hopefully we're not too similar to The Bachelor.
Only in the best ways.
Okay, good.
I wanted to ask you kind of about, since you know all of them in real life and are their real friends, what is it like seeing them on camera? Is there anything surprising that we don't know about someone?
No, not I mean, they're, I would say that, you know, like seasons one and two, at least, like, you know, people would say like, oh, Stassi was so mean. She's actually an incredibly nice person. So like, that's different. But she also has that like kind of like funny, mean sense of humor. So like, I think it's like, and like Kristen, you know, she comes off as like crazy Kristen. Like, she's not that crazy in real life. Yes, she's a little erratic. So, but it's like, I think that on the show, it's just like a heightened version of what they are in real life, if that makes sense. But they're all like really incredibly nice, generous, wonderful people. It's, well, I mean, at least my friends. But no, I don't mean it like that. They're all nice. I mean, honestly, it's a hard job. I can see how if one of them doesn't come across well, and I'm actually talking about all of them, doesn't come across well, like it's a really stressful, difficult job. It's not like being like a neonatal nurse or something, but I think it's emotionally very taxing for them. Mm. And it's hard for me to see like when like people on social media and stuff are mean to them, because I'm like, you don't know them. Like, and if you were filming a reality show and people gave you a bunch of alcohol and put you in the situation, you might embarrass yourself a little bit too. So right. I get like real defensive for them, because they all are good people.
Do you ever like go to bat on Twitter for them?
No.
It's probably just, the best.
Yeah, because I would just like start a whole thing. And I'm also so busy, I don't even really pay that much attention. I have like maybe once, I think I did.
Someone just really got you riled up?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
We do this thing called Sophie Stanberry's Choice, which is our version of Sophie's Choice.
It's Sophie Stanberry here. Get the tunes on, because I'm ready to dance, bitch.
And
that's hilarious.
Want to ask you, okay, Kristen, as your friend, you can pick one guy for her to get back together with. James Kennedy or Tom Sandoval?
Tom Sandoval.
Ooh, why?
Yeah, Tom Sandoval. I don't know. James is so young. She's not going to be, you know.
What do you
think? But not any shade on Ariana, because I think that Ariana and Tom are good together. But if you made me choose one.
No, you're right. Those were the rules.
Right. This is a nobody's together world.
Okay.
I was going to ask you, what are your thoughts about James Kennedy?
I like him. He's a goofball. I mean, I think he also makes a lot of mistakes and does weird stuff, but he's a kid. You know what I mean? I mean, I know he's not technically a kid, but he's like, what, 23, 24 or something? Like, I think he's just being a 23, 24-year-old.
Right.
Well, and I mean, I think we totally see what you're saying firsthand because, you know, we see who he is on the show. So before he comes in to do the podcast, we have a certain expectation of who he's going to be. And then he was just like the most polite, chill guy ever. Yeah. And it's like, oh.
You're like, we're like your biggest fans now, James Kennedy.
Isn't that funny? Like, just perception of people is so much different than when you actually like, get to know them.
Totally.
Yeah, he's fine. I don't have a bad opinion of him.
We have another Sophie Stanbury's choice for you. We came up with a few, and you're just really fun, so I'm going to ask this one, too. So, okay. If you had to choose one, would it be getting back together with Jax or eating the lamb balls like we saw?
100% eating the lamb balls. Yeah, 100%. I like interesting food. We ate ant eggs in Mexico. On accident.
Oh, tiny, were they?
What is it called? They're apparently called something.
It's a delicacy there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they made some sort of delicacy.
They made it on Top Chef once. I remember being like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was weird. But anyways.
So tell us a little bit about your podcast. We're interested in the origin of the name.
Yes.
I know, it is kind of a weird name. It's like a play on you know that old like hacky thing that stand-up comics used to do back in the day where they'd be like, I'll be here all night.
Yeah.
Like that cheesy thing.
Right.
And then also a play on like a drunk person at a bar being like, I'll be here for a while. Like,
right.
Just because I'm a comic and I'm a drunk, I guess. I don't know. It was a weird name. Actually, Patrick Saucy's ex-boyfriend helped me come up with it.
Oh, really? Well, who have some of your favorite podcast guests been?
Well, obviously, like my friends, because that's just fun when you do it with your friends. Jim Jefferies was a great guest. Mm. He's a comedian. Kevin Farley, Chris Farley's brother, was awesome. Let's see. Amy Phillips, I love her. She's another Bravo person.
Yes.
I liked Catherine and Danny from Southern Charm. They were all good. I don't know. There's been a wide variety of interesting people.
That's awesome. So I realize we left out one person from our Vanderpump crew. Sheena, not Shay anymore, I guess.
Yeah, Sheena Marie.
Oh, it is kind of weird not to say Sheena Shay now.
I know, because it just rolled off the tongue.
It has such a nice ring to it. Yeah.
It does. It's like Sheena Shay, Shay of Kennedy. But that relationship is broken, too.
Kennedy. That's really funny. Well, I think she's very happy in her new relationship.
This is what we've heard. When she was in, she was like over the moon about him.
Yeah, they're very cute together. They are like just attractive looking together. And they seem really good and, you know.
Is she ever part of the group when you girls are hanging out?
Sometimes. I think, you know, she's in a new relationship. So she's just spending a lot of time with him and that's fine. But we hang out with her. I mean, she's been, I think that's why like it comes across like clicky sort of where it's like, because just in any like group of friends, it's hard to include everyone all of the time or like to, you know, everyone has different schedules and stuff. But yeah.
Right. Do you think Sheena takes it? Is she more sensitive about that kind of stuff?
I don't think she cares right now because she's in a new relationship. But I think that it's hurt her feelings in the past. And yeah, but it's all been worked out. It's just sort of like you go through phases. Like right now, Stassi and I are hanging out constantly because we're both single, you know, and that's just sort of the way that goes.
Well, Kristen has been with her man for like a hot minute now, right? And then Sheena has her man. We have Ariana and Tom. Who do you think is the next Vander kid to walk down the aisle?
Oh, man, that's a tough one. I would say Ariana and Tom, but then again, she talks about how she doesn't want to get married all the time. So I guess not. Maybe Sheena again.
Yeah.
Because she's what is the word for it? Like, I feel like domestic like that. Like she
loves to be in love.
Yeah.
That's all I have. Did you have any questions for us or anything, Rachel?
Well, how did you guys start doing this? That's cool. Were you guys just like Bravo fans or?
Yeah, we, you know, work here and we're fans and we're like, Bravo needs a podcast. Who better to host than us? Because we do have such firsthand access to the shows and what's going on.
That's cool. Did you guys have like a background in entertainment before or was it just like you were working at, like, were you guys sketch comedians too or something?
I mean, I did improv. improv in high school and college.
Whoa.
So don't be bragging.
Yeah. Ooh, she just dropped that.
Yeah. No, I think that, you know, we have just had these office jobs and it was a great creative outlet.
Mm-hmm.
No, we're really cool, Megan. We don't just like file.
I think I was just thinking, like, literally, we sit at a desk all day.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I bet that's fun. What do you guys do in the office there?
We're digital producers, so we mm-hmm. do a lot of stuff for the website. We write blogs. We make video content. So, like, that's creative as well.
Yeah, working with the
your
talent.
Your job actually sounds so fun.
I mean, it's a Bravo fan's dream come true.
Yeah, basically it is. It's like we get to go to the reunions. We get to talk to, like, literally all of the housewives on, like, a week-to-week basis. It's pretty cool.
Can you say who your favorite housewife is?
Oh, my God.
It's like choosing my favorite child. I don't have any children.
Maybe if we did favorite former.
Oh, favorite former? That's good.
Mine is Brandy Glanville.
That's a good one. She's...
Oh, right. Megan loves Brandy.
She's very sweet.
Oh, really?
That
makes me so happy to hear, because, you know, she's such a wild card on the show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I mean, I love a Jill Zarin, you know?
I love Jill.
Yeah, mm-hmm. me too. And I still, like, am very in that moment of it breaking my heart when her and Bethany weren't friends anymore. And that whole, like, third season.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, it breaks my heart, but when I think back to, like, second season, and they were just, like, two bugs in a rug in the bed, and, like,
oh my God.
I love them. I love them.
You haven't gotten over it.
No, I haven't.
Awesome.
Yeah. How we might also describe you and Stassi, Rachel.
Yes.
Yeah.
Two bugs in a rug.
So who's your favorite background character on Vanderpump Rules?
Oh, my God. I think it's that girl. What's her name? Rachel O'Brien.
Thank you. I want to ask you one more. I want to ask you another Bravo question. What's your favorite Bravo TV show?
Oh, I mean, if I'm being really honest, it's Vanderpump Rules. I know that sounds like ridiculous because we're talking about it right now. But, like, when we interview people, like, for a job here, if they say Vanderpump Rules, well, I'll be like, they're a good one. Like, we know. They get us.
Why do you think that is?
I think, like, that the show just encapsulates everything I love about our network. It's like drama, obviously, relationships,
debauchery,
right, alcohol, like, but then you
I just took a sip of wine, by the way.
I love it. But then you also have the Lisa Vanderpump of it all, so you see Villa Rosa, there's, like, all of that element to it. And these characters are just, I don't know, amazing.
Right. Like, if you can't find the humor in this show,
right,
then you're watching the wrong network.
Exactly.
Yeah. So funny. Do you guys like Southern Charm? I really
love Southern Charm.
Now it's a little weird to watch it because they're my friends, but before I was like, this show is the greatest show.
Were they what you expected when you met them?
Yes. Yeah.
Did you watch? Have you watched season one?
Season one's the only one I haven't seen.
See, I was really interested that now you know Catherine to go back and watch season one.
Right, because season one, you literally see them drunkenly take a pregnancy test, like, in a hallway. It's so crazy, Rachel, to watch.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, my God, I need to watch it.
Also, just because, like, to me, there's a lot of similarities between Kristen Doty and Catherine and, like, how they handle... Yeah, breakups.
That's what
and
we've
such.
Always said.
Really?
That's what we've always said. And it was so weird because they met too. We invited Kristen out to hang out when Catherine was here. And they were so similar and they clicked right away.
That's funny.
You know how on the show, Thomas always kind of refers to Catherine as, like, wise beyond her years and, like, just a really, like, old soul. When we met her, we were like, oh my God, she really is. We were just kind of like, had girl crushes on Catherine. We were, like, obsessed with her.
She's wonderful. Yeah. I think she does kind of have an old soul for sure. Cause she is, she's also really young. And it's so crazy to me that I didn't know that she met him on the show.
Yeah.
So basically, like, the most, important moments of her life, like, meeting the father of her children, having children,
right,
has all happened on her first time filming a reality show. Like, that's just crazy to me.
So crazy.
Yeah. I can't imagine.
And just, like, probably, like, kind of emotionally taxing, but just interesting.
Yeah. I can't imagine.
Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah.
She's great, though.
This was so much fun.
Yeah,
please,
you're so funny.
Promise
so much fun.
We can talk again once the season gets going.
Yes.
Because I'd love your thoughts.
Okay, I would love that. Yes, I would love that. And hopefully I'll get to meet you guys next time I'm in New York.
Yes, it'd be amazing.
If you stop back on your trip from London.
And tell our listeners where they can find you.
On Twitter and Instagram at Rachel, RachaelNobrien. It looks like Rachel Nobrien because Rachel Bryan was taken. So I'd have my middle initial in there. It's very annoying. And my podcast on iTunes is called Be Here for a While.
Great.
Nice.
Do you want to tell my listeners where they can find you?
Oh, yeah.
They can find me at Meg Zagura on Twitter and Instagram.
And you can find me on Twitter at Rachy Rob. Rachel Roberts was also taken, so that's why I have this truncated.
You were hard to find on Twitter for that reason.
Dang,
and it irritated
it.
Me. And I think I would have more followers if my name was easier to find. That's at least what I'm telling myself. But
I like that.
I like that idea.
Yeah. That's why no one's following me. It's because my name is hard.
That's a story of my life. I just convinced myself of things so I feel better about myself.
I'm going to steal that strategy.
And you can find our podcast, Bravo Daily Dish, anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Wonderful. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. This is really fun. Thank you, Rachel, for coming on our show. You were so much fun to talk to. I feel like I know everyone so well now.
Yeah, and we now know you're the reason Tom Sandoval and Kristen Doty were ever together.
Right.
Which, I mean, that has given us so many amazing golden moments on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I'm in awe.
Miami girl. I'm just going through them all in my brain right now.
I mean,
it is just all so amazing. Anyway, you were super fun. And we loved talking to you. You can get the link to her podcast, Be Here for a While, in our description. And go listen, because she's super funny.
Looking fine, and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy. Miss me, kiss me one more time. Get over here, boy. I'm making
business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the new kids and family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.